The importance of voting and being politically aware is main stage right now with the midterm elections quickly approaching. This is Lisa Berry, and this is In the Public Interest, our biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area, intended to inform you and keep you better connected to what's happening along those lines. And this week we're talking about Proposal 1, which will be on the upcoming ballot. A proposal to allow personal possession and use of marijuana by those 21 years of age or older. Our guests are League members Ann McKee. Hi, Ann.
Hey there.
And Al McCord. And Al, you have the distinction of being our first male member of the League guest on In the Public Interest.
Well,
so welcome.
Thank you, Lisa.
We're very happy that you're both here. So who wants to begin by explaining what exactly Proposal 1 is about?
Well, I'll start. Proposal 1 seeks to establish a voter-initiated law to legalize and regulate marijuana use. Unlike Proposals 2 and 3, it doesn't amend the Constitution at all. So, like all voter-initiated laws, if passed, it could still be changed by the legislature, but it would require a three-quarter vote from each House. On the actual ballot, voters will see that the proposed law seeks to authorize and legalize possession, use, cultivation of marijuana, much like alcohol. You'd have to be 21 years of age or older to use it, and there's a lot of other additional points to this legislation that regulate how it'll be grown, used, and distributed.
Okay, what else is included, Al?
If Proposal 1 becomes law, it'll be legal to use marijuana for recreational purposes, and that means that if you're 21 or older, you can buy, possess, or transport up to 2.5 ounces of marijuana or 15 grams of concentrate within infused products like ointments or edibles. And beyond that 2.5 ounces, you can keep up to 10 ounces of marijuana in your house, but anything more than 2.5 ounces has to be secured in a locked container. And it'll be legal for anyone 21 years or older to grow and process up to 12 marijuana plants in their homes for personal consumption. So if you're 21 years or older, it'll be legal for recreational use. If you're under 21, it will still be illegal, but public consumption is prohibited, and landlords could still prohibit the use of marijuana in rental properties in the same way they can prohibit the use of tobacco today.
And it also regulates cultivation. So an individual person could have 12 plants, but after that, there's 5 levels of licensing that control how many you can have. And it requires that the state sets up and creates a system of rules as well for the as processes to enforce those rules. And that'll take time. So people are wondering what they'll do the next day after this. Can they just have that marijuana?
Right.
It'll take 10 days after the vote, it'll become effective, but it'll take up to about a year to establish those rules.
And the businesses have been defined in this proposal to pretty much follow the supply chain, from growing to processing to packaging to testing to retailing. And different licenses and different rules would be required for each type of business.
But there will be one state agency overseeing all of that.
There would be one state agency. It's the Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. And they're required by this law to take 1 year to develop licensing and regulatory processes for all of these different areas.
And there's a lot of taxation revenue to be had from this.
One of the best parts, I think, for the proponents is we're taking something that's currently illegal, and by legalizing it, we can tax it. And so Michigan's proposed a 10% tax. Now, the first $2 million will be used for research on veterans' use of marijuana for PTSD. After that, 35% will go to our K-12 education, and another 35% to our roads, and fixing our roads and improving them. Then 15% will go to the municipality where the businesses are, and another 15% to the county where those businesses reside. And that's a question we often get is what happens if a community doesn't want to have a business in their community?
And similar to how medical marijuana is administered today, local municipalities could choose to ban these businesses or parts of the supply chain altogether, or they could decide to have certain numbers of these businesses in their communities. And furthermore, the businesses would not be allowed to operate within 1,000 feet of a current K-12 school or in any area that's zoned strictly for residential use.
So you, Al, and Anna have been going around the community giving presentations on behalf of the League.
Correct.
What do you focus in on?
Well, the League has not taken a stand, and I want to say that first. Sometimes the League will choose to oppose or affirm a proposal. In this case, they have not taken a stand. Some of the questions we get, people first ask about safety, driver safety in particular.
Right.
We have a son that's a deputy, and he says, you know, he can see sometimes that's an issue. There aren't the same level of sobriety testing specific to marijuana that there are for alcohol. So those would have to be developed. Saliva tests can be evaluated, but the results have been inconsistent.
There's also blood tests, though, right?
There are blood tests, but those have to be taken in the field and then processed in a hospital, which takes time. So there is really no breathalyzer-type test in the field right now that can be used.
The other is just the safety of marijuana itself. We have a lot of marijuana use in our community, in our country, and it's not regulated at all. So when people are purchasing marijuana, they don't really know what they're getting. So Proposal 1 charges the state to establish requirements for safe cultivation to process and distribute marijuana, for setting maximum THC levels for marijuana-infused products, and for product testing, and product labeling and packaging. These would be new protections that don't currently exist in the illegal marketplace.
Well, another issue that we hear a lot about is the impact on employers.
Right.
For example, how do you make sure that your employees are not under the influence of drugs, which is the same problem that employers have today,
right. Yes.
Is making those determinations. So Proposal 1 clearly protects the rights of employers not to hire a candidate as a result of negative drug testing. And it also protects their rights to be able to discipline employees for violation of workplace policies that they've established. And it's important to note that the Society for Human Resources Management, which is the nation's top human resources professional agency, recommends that recreational marijuana be treated like alcohol in the workplace. And so you have consistent policies. And we expect that employers will adjust their substance abuse policies and also drug screening prior to employment based on the legality of recreational marijuana in Michigan.
Well, it seems like this is going to be a big time in the changing of our history, and we had to learn how to drive and we had to learn how to deal with alcohol. Where do we go with if this Proposal 1 is approved about using marijuana in personal possession?
Well, we expect that the state over time will look at the results of recreational marijuana and will make adjustments to laws and regulations along with employers to determine how best to deal with this. And if you want to see the full ballot proposal for Proposal 1, there is a lot of detail in Proposal 1 that describes how these businesses would be regulated and how processes would be established by the state. And the November ballot is very long, and straight party ticket voting is no longer allowed. So we really encourage people to go out and look at vote411.org to see a complete description of Proposal 1 and all of its details.
And listen to In the Public Interest. We have gone over
Absolutely. All
of the proposals. We've had great information and conversations about them. And Ann McKee and Al McCord, thank you so much for joining us on this edition of In the Public Interest.
And thank you for having us.
Thank you, Lisa, very much.